Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Idaho Sports Report. It's TGIF. That means, thank God, it's football. It is a football Friday here at IdahoSports.com, and we have a great schedule of games for you to watch tonight. Quick rundown of the games you can watch right here at IdahoSports.com. We're actually in double figures. We have 10 games tonight. You're not going to get that anywhere else in the state of Idaho. So here we go. Here are the games. Boise versus Rocky Mountain. That's a big one in the 5A SIC. Burley taking on Canyon Ridge. Capital at Timberline. This is going to be at Donna Larson Field, and this will be a good game. Capitals won two in a row since their opening loss to Eagle. Glens Ferry at Oakley. Both teams struggling this year. Oakley, I don't think, has scored a touchdown all year since going to 11-man. Meridian taking on the new number one team in the state, Eagle. Minico is at Idaho Falls. Parma taking on Fruitland. Of course, Fruitland without Alec Danins, who is out for the year. Shelley taking on Jerome. Skyline versus Twin Falls. And Valley View at Centennial. That rounds out our football games for tonight. In addition to a great schedule of games tonight, don't forget about the Friday Night Flash overtime show. Paul Kingsbury and I wrap up the night in high school football like nobody else can do it. We have up-to-the-minute scores. We have interviews with media and announcers across the state. It truly is a statewide wrap-up show. We don't just focus on the Treasure Valley or the Magic Valley. We cover the entire state of Idaho. So listen tonight, 10:35 p.m., the Friday Night Flash overtime show, only on IdahoSports.com. Check out our Facebook page as well. It's Facebook.com/IdahoSports. We have a couple of poll questions on there that we'd like you to be a part of. First poll question is, can Coeur d'Alene bounce back and beat Highland tonight? This is a big game for Coeur d'Alene to see if they can bounce back mentally after the thrashing they took at the hands of Skyline Washington last week. This is a big game for Highland as well. If they can knock off Coeur d'Alene, the back-to-back 5A state champs, this will cement them as a top two or three team in the state, maybe even number one. Another poll question that we have on the site is that since Grangeville got beat by McCall last week, who should be the number one team at the 2A level? Right now it's Firth, but should it be Firth, or Declo, or even Salmon? Let us know on Facebook. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. And the poll question that I just put up this morning, what is your game of the week? Is it Highland Coeur d'Alene? Is it Parma at Fruitland? Capital Timberline? Or some other game? Let us know what is your big game of the week. Let us know at facebook.com/IdahoSports. There's still a little bit of time to get those gridiron game picks in. Hey, before you do the gridiron game picks, go to prpreps.com and check out Licklama's Locks. That's Michael Licklama, a great sports writer for the Post-Register newspaper in eastern Idaho. Check out Licklama's Locks week 4. He's got about 10, 12 games to pick there. So before you make your gridiron game picks, go check out Michael's picks. And if I were you, I would go with what he says. Michael's pretty sharp on these game picks. That's going to do it for the Football Friday podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll talk with you Monday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on IdahoSports.com.